The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Warren, if we were to do a second event for the Second Harvest Food Bank, like, you know, we do this, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So maybe, like, at a different time of the year.
Right.
Let's just say summer.
Okay.
For fun. And if we did a second event, what kind of event do you think you would like to participate in? Like, you could do a walk. Don't feel like you'd want to do a walk.
No.
You could do a miniature golf tournament.
Yes.
Well, that'd be fun.
That was what I was about to say.
You like that one, Kevin?
And you said it,
golf.
Yeah.
Miniature golf. You could do a...
Putt-putt.
You could do a real golf tournament. Okay. You know what I mean? You could do like...
Yeah.
But like people like you, you would play miniature golf? Yay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I don't know how to play boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, how do you do this and make it work?
It's very popular
so that
overseas.
A lot of people can play.
By the way,
go-karts, like the fast cart.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Okay, so you would have like, it wouldn't have to be, would it be a competition then?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm
trying to
figure
out. Because you could do fastest
lap
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how you would get the details. I've been Nance.
Yeah.
And she'd be racing around the track and, yeah.
Right.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm thinking out loud. It's just probably why you could hear it.
Thinking out loud also is just called talking.
It kind of is.
It is, yeah.
Off-site event. Free throw shooting contest?
Ooh, that's always possible.
What kind of?
Free throw.
Well,
basketball.
Oh, ooh. I'm not good at that, but I'd try
that
it.
That is true. Yeah.
How about golf carts instead of go-karts?
That's very exciting.
I do that, too.
This guy comes up with some really good
ideas. Yeah,
bowling!
I was just thinking bowling. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, bowling would be fun. Everybody can do that.
I do like that.
Nice and easy.
Been a long time.
Pins for prizes.
Pins for prizes.
Oh, I like it.
No? Bowling for bimbos.
But, I mean, I don't know that we're giving away the prizes, really.
Well, I mean, we could make a prize, though.
We could.
As an incentive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and most times, honestly, most people don't need an incentive when they do those things. They're usually just doing it because it's fun and they get to help
someone
out.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to have a chance at a prize is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to make it something that's not like...
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
And Stephen Warren.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you thinking about, food drive, that's right, this week. We had a couple people yesterday, oh, wow, it snuck up on me. I'm like, yeah, it's a little earlier this year. Like, oh, yeah, I'm glad I heard it when I was driving by. And so they swung in real quick and made a donation. If you come here and you're thinking, I don't have any cash, do you guys have a credit card, credit machine? No. I probably could get on my phone and do something. Well, there's two things you can do with your phone. You could scan this QR code that's right here in front of us.
Takes you right to the info to make your donation.
Super simple. Or you can text FOOD to 509-441-0999. A lot of people have done that today. I was just checking the text line a few minutes ago, and it's been a very popular way of you know, doing it immediately while you're thinking about it, including Dr. Grumman's. Thank you, Dr. G.
Oh, Dr. G did it?
Yeah.
Nice. My man.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you to anybody who's done that, including that 509 number that did that just a few minutes ago.
Steve, you have not met Dr. Grumman's yet, have you?
I have not, but we got some G wisdoms from him.
We did.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
The guy's brilliant.
He really is. He's cutting edge. I would love to hear him speak. I mean, obviously we talked to him, but you know what I mean, on a speech.
We don't know
presentation
much about the topics he's going to speak about.
No, very ignorant on that.
Maxofacial orbit stuff, you know.
Yeah, what kind of doctor is he?
He's an orthodontist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he?
But
yeah.
Okay.
Not just, I mean, but
I was going to say amazing.
Seems.
Yeah, he's an amazing doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
An orthodontist sells him short because I think he is like one of the leading doctors in airway passages and like stuff like that. He does a lot of speaking on that type of thing.
Yeah.
To try to help people Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. And thanks to the 208 number that also just text in food to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country, which, of course, is 509-441-0999. So anyway, so that's ways you can help. So, Warren, you got two kittens, huh?
Yeah, two kittens. Yes, sirree. Remember Piranha that used to yowl when I was on the phone with you?
Oh, yeah. Steve.
He passed.
He used to have this cat. Oh.
How did he pass?
Well, slowly.
Old. He had cancer.
He was old. Oh, okay.
He got cancer.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Every time Warren got on the phone, this cat would want attention, and you would just basically yell
just
the entire time we'd have him. And it was during...
He was awesome.
It was during COVID, so we talked to Warren on the phone quite a bit.
Yeah,
you know, so
sure.
Maybe like... Or like, Warren, do you have a cat? Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, R.I.P. to... What was it again?
What's that?
Piranha.
Piranha. It's a great name for a cat.
Good old Piranha.
So your wife fell in love with a couple of kittens because you were kitten sitting.
Yeah, we were kitten sitting, and Lori fell in love with them, and they didn't go back home. They stayed with us.
That's how you do it, yeah. Why don't you guys go to, like, the pet store and look at puppies while you're at it?
Well, we have a dog.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, if you really...
Wait, do you still have a dog?
Now we have, well, no, Bear passed also, our little dog.
What are you doing to your pets?
Well, that's
I don't know.
Thought.
Well, they just get old, I guess. And so now we have one called Dolly.
Aww.
Wait, you do have a dog named Dolly?
Yeah.
I don't suppose a dog.
Well, what kind
Dolly.
Of dog is that? I don't know anything about this dog.
I don't know what kind of dog. Lori knows what kind of dog she is. I don't remember what kind of dog she is. She got hair and wags her tail. And
right,
stuff.
Right. The four legs and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know which one that is.
She's a nice dog. She's very well mannered.
Did you get this dog used?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, was this a rescue dog? Or
Wow. Yahum.
Nice.
Yahum.
Now, how did you come across this dog?
Well, a good friend of Lori's sister saw her walking by, and she was all icy and cold out in the couple of years ago when it was a really horrible winter.
No way.
So they brought her in, got her all warmed up, fed her, took her and had her spayed.
I love
brought
people.
Brought her back home. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is.
And then... Michelle knew that Lori was looking for a dog.
So your wife's friend,
Michelle,
had the cat or had the dog saved it,
right?
And then Michelle knew that Lori wanted one,
yeah.
And so she was like, "Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, huh?"
She says, "Can we go look at the dog?" "Yeah, we can look at the dog."
Thank you, buddy.
You knew you were in trouble.
Oh yeah, because the dog came home. Dolly came home with us.
That's how that works.
Yeah, but she's very, very well mannered and stuff.
And
she really is.
We don't think it was somebody else's dog just out.
Well, it probably was, but they couldn't. I think they put an ad in the paper even and stuff. But so anyway.
Why don't you just send out a telegram?
Good. So we took Dolly home, and she's ours. She's ours
now.
Well,
good for you guys.
Yeah,
Steve, what was that very manly man's name who just made a donation, and what was up with him?
That was Tom, and he was talking about Bruce, and I was a little confused, but he was talking about our Bruce.
Oh.
And he goes, "Yeah, my name's Tom. Bruce is Bruce. He'll be here on Friday." It was a whole thing.
Wow.
So we got it covered, though. It's all
was
clear
he
now.
Rapping?
Did you not?
No.
Who did you think he was talking about when he said Bruce?
I thought he was talking about another Bruce.
Let's all stop and watch Kevin do this.
Why would you think that, though? That's such a weird...
Oh, goodness, Kevin.
That's such a weird thing to think, Steve.
Why don't you just focus on what you're doing and stop talking for a second?
Why do you think it's a weird thing?
I think this is weird.
Well, because
if somebody
stopped by the food drive and said... Hey, Bruce.
Yeah?
I would think of our Bruce first and foremost.
Right.
I think that's enough. You can stop pouring.
He's not going to do it. Dude. There he goes. He did it, Kev.
Took a 2-liter bottle and poured it into a 19.6. To this point, I'm not going to jinx it. Yeah, you had to put all of that in there.
16.9.
What did I say? 19.6. Yeah. Dyslexia. I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
All right. No, he didn't spill.
Pretty impressive, actually.
Very.
Also, Canada Dry ginger ale in a clear bottle looks like urine.
It does not look good, does it?
Does not.
Mm-mm.
No, that's why they have a green bottle, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Is that the ginger in it that makes it that color?
Yeah, I think
ginger
so.
Ale?
Or the urine.
Ginger or the urine.
Yeah,
it
one or the other.
It could be either one.
Yeah, let's see. 0%.
Hey, Dr. Grumman's come by tomorrow, guys.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. He'll do some magic for us, won't he?
I don't know. He's very good at it.
He is good at it.
I feel like that's demanding to require that.
Well, I didn't.
Hey, you need to make a donation and perform magic.
Oh, tomorrow, not Friday. You did say Friday?
I did say tomorrow.
Okay.
So you won't see it.
Doggone it.
If only there was a way to remedy that.
Come in here.
But you're going to go to coffee with your fellers.
No, not tomorrow.
What do you got? What do you got that's more important than hungry children in your own neighborhood?
Whoa. You know, that's a that's right there.
I mean, that's the question you need to ask if someone says they're not going to donate. You're like, I'm not going to donate to the Jay and Kevin Food Drive because Kevin one time called me a weenie head. I'm like, okay, well, that's probably rude of Kevin to do, and he apologizes for that, speaking for you, weenie head. But
who you calling a what now?
But still, you want to make a difference in your own community.
Well, sure you do.
Yeah, well, I always think about it this way. What if we were...
Are you a good person?
I think so.
Well, then you probably want to donate.
Yeah, no, I am a good person.
Yeah. I almost said a different word, but heck yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think that's something I got going for me.
Yeah.
But imagine this, if we had a kid up here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Or, you know, five of those kids who are hungry.
Oh.
Right.
And they were just standing here, and we're like, hey, there are five little kids who came by here and are really, really hungry. Can anybody help? How long would it take for people to get here and help them?
1 second.
Absolutely.
One second.
Now, which would be good, because if you didn't, we'd feed them salmon dip and elk summer sausage.
With jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
And cheese.
Yeah, which would be fine, too, but... Point being is, you know, when we're asking for help, that's the way you got to look at it.
Absolutely.
Is that everybody needs it right now. And so do it. Jump online, make your donation. Also, the text thing, I just think it's the simplest.
I love it.
Use your sexy radio voice.
509-441-0999. Text the word food to 509-441-0999.
I kind of just got chills.
I love it. It was great.
I don't know if you did.
I also enjoyed walking Warren through it because you've never, you probably have never texted something to get a link back.
No.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I feel like there's probably a lot of people who haven't done that.
Yeah, and Steve kind of had to help me get going. So did you guys. But now it's easy.
You also probably have never texted a phone number. Like you've texted your contacts.
Right.
But not somebody who wasn't in your contacts.
If I ever have, I had to ask somebody. I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is when he typed in the number, it then registered.
It came
Coyote
up as a contact.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's got it in there.
It's in there.
You have it in there.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, and if it's not in your phone, if you're listening and it's not in your phone, put it in there. And
then,
save that's us. The other part. You can always, you know, we love chatting with people on the text line. So
save my digits.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Producer Steve's here, Warren's here. Warren, thanks for hanging out the whole time.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks
that.
For having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Love
how much longer will you be hanging?
A little while longer. I got some things to do at home, but
yeah,
hang in there, kitty.
Okay,
isn't that that poster?
That poster from a long time ago? Yeah. I did like that poster. Do you remember that poster?
No, what was it?
Hang in there, kitty.
Oh,
I think it showed
it
like holding on to something or other.
Yeah, it's like we do to Monty at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Hang in there, kitty.
Yeah, man.
It's a motivational poster.
I've never seen it.
Looking it up right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's hanging from. Is it a tree? It might be a tree. Not a cliff.
I think it's a bar.
Oh, it's just a bar?
Or a rope. Yeah, there's different versions of it.
Oh. Maybe they remade it.
Yeah, like...
That's interesting.
Yeah, you can, well, it's on Amazon. It's like that one right there, Kevin. Just hanging in there. Hang in there.
I've never seen that.
May I?
Hang in there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, hang in there.
Hang in there, baby.
It's cute.
Excellent reference, Steve.
You're welcome.
Love everything you do.
Thanks.
That's true.
It's actually true. That wasn't a joke. This one says hang in there, baby, but it shows a picture of a cat. That's weird.
That doesn't make sense. If it was a baby, that would be funny.
It would be, especially if it was hang in there. What if it was hang in there, kitty? No. Hang in there, baby, and it's a cat. Hang in there, baby, and
kitten?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't going where you needed it to.
No, not quick enough anyway. Uh-uh. Yeah, I also realized halfway through that's not even entertaining. So, food drive here, and you can...
when in doubt.
Smooth like a kitty's bottom.
Yeah.
Food drive here.
Food drive here.
Get it on, Spokane.
Okay. And so, a lot of ways to help. And, of course, again, this is the time of day where, you know, people are working. So if you're working and you have an opportunity to tell some of your coworkers, it really is the best way. Because, yes, obviously, if you're the person who was going to help us anyway, but, you know, let's role play. I'm the person that's going to help. I go over to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, there's a food drive here. It's these two guys. And, you know, one out of every five kids is hungry in our own area, and all the money stays local. You want to chip in a little bit? Yeah, I'll chip in a little bit. Oh, cool. So now my money and his money is pooled together.
Right.
And then he goes and tells Steve, and then he goes and tells Warren, and then see how much is added up?
It does not take long at all.
I mean, it really is so fast where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, we ended up with $1,000 where I was just going to donate a little bit of my money. So if you don't mind, and then, or like the other way is if you happen to have a group text, you have a group text. Oh, you have the coffee guys.
Oh, yeah.
Which you did earlier.
I did, and I texted him.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
If you have any group text, that's a cool way to do it. Like Kevin mentioned, you can do the, like if you have a fantasy football team or something. And I know some fantasy football leagues, they're real uptight.
Yeah.
You know, out of sight. Like,
don't clog up the stream or the text thread.
With charity.
With charity, bro.
Yeah.
That guy loses a billion points every week for the rest of his life.
That's not the way we do it.
No. You know what? He has to sit his quarterback and his number one running back on the bench for the week, if anybody says that.
Fair enough.
Plus, I hope that happens in my league because then I want to win. You know what we're talking about, right, Warren?
Sure.
I figured you did. So, anyway, lots of ways to help you. I'm sure you're a lot more creative than we are on that stuff. And don't forget, if you have a child in a class, a couple of things about the class thing. First of all, I want to talk about the fact that, you know, get a hold of the teacher if the teacher doesn't know. Get involved that way. And it's not too late, even though it's Wednesday. The Second Harvest will still pick up the food from your school. That's the other thing. If they collect,
they'll come out there and get it. Yeah.
That's the first thing. The second thing was on the classroom thing is I don't know how we are on classroom pledges, Steve, but I wanted to make sure to mention it because, you know, if you have a child or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew that's in a class and they don't know that this is a thing, you can contact the teacher and all the information's on the Jay and Kevin Facebook page and you can say, oh, I want to have my classroom pledge for the week, which I think I missed today.
Oh, you know, I forgot to remind you about the number.
I think I missed it today. So
I got it.
I know. We'll double dip them one next week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. So anyway, that's another way to be able to, it's a cool way to highlight the kids.
Yes.
I did just get one the other day, though. Actually, two.
Oh, nice.
One from a class, and then the teacher also sent, they did like an all-school assembly.
Oh, wow. The whole school did it?
Yeah.
So, well, that's a great way of doing it.
So we'll have that.
I never thought about that. Warren, did you have assemblies when you were a kid?
Yes.
Were they ever fun or were they kind of dumb?
Yeah, no, they were.
Somebody who came in.
Yeah, motivational sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that you should do that? You be the motivational speaker?
Oh, not when I was young, not at all.
But how good would he be now? He's funny. And it's like if you had a topic that you could talk about.
What would you teach him?
Hang in there, kitty.
Yeah, hang in there, kitty would be a good topic.
I don't really know what I would teach now. I mean, I don't know.
I would say if there's a way to teach loyalty, Warren would be the guy for that. Because, you know, he worked for the same company for how many years?
I think loyalty would be cool.
Loyalty, and, you know, I mean, it's a kind of hard thing to teach kids, I guess.
Yeah.
But, man, Warren would be a great speaker for that.
Thanks, huh?
Be over there making dad jokes and be like, you see this belly? Anybody got a donut? Ain't going to get any skinnier eating that or whatever it is that you usually say.
Ain't going to get any skinnier eating that.
Whatever it is you usually say there.
Yes.
That'd be fun. We'll have a Friday show of motivational speech.
Hey, there you go.
Bruce would just sit there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Warren, you'd be doing all the talking, and Bruce would be just sitting there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Donation.
Yep.
I don't suppose you grabbed her name by chance.
Oh, I did.
And tomorrow morning are probably the most pivotal.
Absolutely. They're everything.
It's our own, but we've kind of accepted responsibility to take care of things, and hopefully everybody helping will do that.
Yeah. I don't want to panic. I don't want the pressure.
Yeah. Not yet. Give it about an hour.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Steve.
Ooh.
Oh.
So we'll still be here, so come by and see us. It's,
oh, boy. Huh? All together. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I challenge all people driving a red vehicle, sir. Sir.
Yeah.
With the red truck.
We can see you.
What thing?
It
sounds mean.
You like
it? Does that not sound cool, Steve? When he came in and gave us a little rev.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a picture with our other photos from today later.
Yeah, that car's awesome.
Pulling up this
morning. Sounds like Kevin's Mustang used to.
A little bit.
Yeah, the one you sold, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. Get into it, Jay.